pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This NFL Best Ball edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet 100 and get 100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party this Saturday. Sweat out your bets with us over on youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
Hey, this is Bill Romanowski. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Oh, it's, I mean, it feels good to be talking NFL.
Yes.
All these distractions currently. I mean, I can't believe they haven't taken. What's going on here? Yeah, you got to mute yourself, Sean.
On what?
On what?
On your computer.
Okay, there you go.
A lot of distractions. Surprised they haven't moved March Madness to a best of three or even best of seven format to make sure we don't have these horrible underseeded teams from tiny little conferences playing for the natty. I mean, if you're a college football guy at this point, how are you sitting here saying, you know what, the playoff, by popular demand, let's bring it back. Let's take another season to expand it. That it won't be good for football. That seems to be the underwhelming argument in the college football landscape. So
what's the underwhelming argument?
Oh, the pace at which they're moving to an expanded playoff. Like this has to accelerate that, hopefully, right?
Oh, no, I don't think they. I mean, they're doing whatever they want with the playoff. I don't know what motivates them.
All right.
I was
making a joke about the fact that this is electric television. There's a lot of people out there that would rather see the blue bloods out there and like the college football crowd, Sean. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
All right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you for welcoming me on the show. We got a great show. It was messing up the audio, but we are live on Discord as well. So we're taking your calls, answering your questions for the NFL free agency. So feel free to ask us anything you want about the National Football League. We'll get that going. And then, of course,
there is a chat now too in the Discord. Somehow, I not exactly sure how that got turned up. We will not look at those messages.
No, only be a man. Raise your hand. We will talk to you on audio only. So again, if you have any questions, fantasy football, gambling related, anything about the NFL and the off season, feel free to smash that subscribe button over on the old Discord, and then call it up, and we'll be ready to go and ready to rock it. And of course, if you're looking to get down on the NFL, NBA, March Madness, Final Four. We got our Final Four watch party all day Saturday for both games. Gonna do some live bets, in-game wagering, give out some prizes, and of course, if you're betting in-game, you know you got to do it over at winbet.com or download that Win betting app. Bet big, win even bigger. State restrictions apply. Of course, if you're looking to get that bet 100, get 100. So many ways to win. Spin that parlay wheel, and of course, hit the longest long shot of parlay of the week. You get $1,000 free credit. Again, so many ways to win. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And also the Masters Stadium Swim. We will be announcing the winner soon. So you can come hang out with us, get a 3-night stay at the Circa Las Vegas, hang out with us at the Cabana for Stadium Swim, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party. And again, if you don't win the contest or if you just want to grab some rooms now, use a promo code SGP15.
Snorkel.
Snorkel not included.
Potentially there'll be a private snorkeling pool, maybe some lessons.
You guys, yes, we're definitely going to be.
I'm sorry. Do you have San Diego State in the Final Four? Sometimes snorkeling's the best method to see the underwater world. I love
Colby
world.
Colby was cheering for Miami in the Texas game, even though Texas -3.5 was his lock. How can you do that? I hate Texas. I would never root for them. Then why would you make them your lock?
His handicapping style is perplexing sometimes. Just to tie a bow on it, this is what triggered me earlier while I was driving on the five. Shout out to the five. There was a little traffic, so we were rolling slow. What happened there? Oh, elephant was in here last night, I can tell. And unpopular opinion, upsets in March Madness are overrated. They're cool in the moment, but typically not good for the product as the tournament goes on. Like, what is the meaning of putting those words together like that? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know who is mad at upsets. They're fun.
This is what's going on, Sean. Everything all right?
No, the TV is really crooked, so I was straightening it out.
Thank you.
YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Sean, see the crooked
we've
TV.
We've been here in this studio for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I can tell you I've maybe bumped into the TV one time.
Yeah.
And I don't, maybe you've bumped into the TV one time. Colby bumps into the fucking TV every time he comes in here.
Smash mouth football, right?
Like a herd of fucking elephants. It's the wing T.
We already got some questions in the YouTube chat, but would rather answer them live on the Discord. I see Andrew Robb in the chat as well. Andrew Robb, there was rumors about the Commanders being involved in Lamar Jackson. He didn't seem that interested in getting Lamar Jackson. Would love to hear why. Hop on the Discord audio, give us a call, and we'll happily answer any of your questions.
All right, we should probably start the draft, though.
Let's go.
And these things tend to take a little while with this the extra two rounds. We're still in the big board, Sean. Look at this.
Yep.
Nearing fill at 90% almost. Let me pull up the screen so everyone can play along at home. Oh my goodness, what the fuck is going on here? Hold on. I'm gonna fucking break something. Now this has nothing to do with Colby, but I'm gonna blame Colby in this moment. Why? All right, there we go. All right, now people can see the board, or at least the draft. Sean, I'm sure is not ready, but we're gonna ask him if he's ready.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me pop my head in here. Make sure it's safe.
Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. If you haven't already signed up, what are you doing? You're missing out.
Brand new room, Sean. Brand
all right, pop it in.
New room, which means lots of room for you to join.
Yeah, draft along with us. Going to be super fun here. Again, it's just great to get excited about the National Football League.
Oh, sorry.
Ryan just testing the call-in audio.
No, I don't know what's going on. I think there's probably Colby's fault, but the adapter might be a little wonky. The mute keeps flipping on and off, so I don't fucking.
How many rounds is this, Ryan? 18?
20.
20.
They added the two rounds because it's so early. We don't know who the guys are even drafted yet, which, by the way, this is our sixth draft officially on air. I've done a couple more off air. I will say you can definitely, you can make some statements early and get guys for very cheap. I do think we're looking.
Who are your early statement guys?
I certainly think we're going to be drafting quarterbacks later as the summer moves along. I think we're going to be drafting like the kind of disrespected second to third tier of running backs a little higher as the, especially in half point PPR. I think everyone forgets that underdogs half point PPR, and then it slowly comes back to earth. I mean, I'll even pull up the running back rankings, but like specifically, I think we're going to be seeing the likes of Josh Jacobs, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, Travis Etienne, that tier drastically underdrafted.
Ryan, we actually got our first caller here from the Fantasy Football Podcast, Mr. Andrew Robb. Andrew, you're a Commanders fan. Why would you not want Lamar Jackson?
Oh, man. As fun as it would be to watch him, I really think that the cost is what scares me away. I've seen the Commanders piss away a lot of money, and for them to give him a fully guaranteed deal is just something I don't want to, I don't want to be a part of. It's not only the picks, but it's the money. It'll really just close up what else we could fill on the team if they went out and got.
I mean, as an Eagles,
obviously, he's not willing to take a friendly deal. He wants, his money, which he deserves, but I just don't think that it's going to really benefit the Commanders to go out and give him all that money and spend the picks to get him.
Looks like C-word fan Andrew Robb is in on the collusion with the NFL, not wanting Lamar Jackson standing up for what he believes in.
I see what you're saying, but I think as a Commanders fan, you have to be realistic. When was the last time you had even an above average quarterback?
You're
kidding yourself. You should be chomping at the bit to get Lamar Jackson. You guys should. I mean, as an Eagles fan, I love the idea that they're not going to get Lamar Jackson. But I mean, I think you're crazy to act like you don't desperately need a franchise quarterback. Because then you're never really going to do anything in the playoffs if you don't have a guy. And maybe Lamar's not that guy, but who's a quarterback you've had in the past 20 years that's close to Lamar Jackson?
I mean, as far as skill wise, it would be RG3, but we all see how that actually, that actually played out. So it's, again, like, I think Lamar Jackson would be really fun on this team. It's just, he's going to cost so much for a man that runs the ball a whole lot and can definitely get injured at any moment. You know, obviously that can happen with any quarterback, but for a guy that's scrambling around and getting yardage with his legs, it's just, his ability to get hurt seems so much more likely. So it's just, and if it's a fully guaranteed deal, we're on the hook for everything. So I know I stand on an island by myself when I say I don't really want Lamar Jackson on this team because of what he's going to cost. But it would be really fun to watch him out there with Scary Terry and Jahan Dotson. It would be awesome. But I don't think it's a good move for the team.
Play to win the game. I mean, I can say that if I wasn't rooting for a team that employed Vanilla Vic, I would absolutely be in.
The Giants.
Jackson.
Honestly, the Giants should be in on Lamar Jackson.
What do you mean? They have Vanilla Vic.
I mean,
AKA Dan Jones, so AKA Danny Dimes.
You can say with a straight face, Ryan, that you would rather have Daniel Jones than Lamar Jackson. Cost aside.
With the AAVs we're talking about here?
No. Just calculation. Player wise, who would you rather have?
I'd rather have in the second year in the offense, Dan Jones, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah. Lamar might be a little overrated. I think the other 31 owners can't all be wrong.
I mean, Lamar maybe not MVP level, but I think he's certainly better than Sam Howell, certainly better than Taylor Heineke, certainly better than Carson Wentz, certainly better than Daniel Jones. I would put him noticeably ahead of those guys.
Okay. Same amount of playoff wins. Worth noting.
Yeah. No, I mean, but could you imagine what Brian Daboll, what he did with Daniel Jones? Could you imagine if he was brought in with a guy with a little more athletic talent?
But I like that Dan's in the second year in the offense. See, Lamar would be in the first year of the offense.
Mm.
And we all know he could take a little bit. He's a little slower on the whiteboard.
All right, Andrew. Before we go, any have you? What's your biggest fantasy football hot take from free agency so far? One guy you're either way up or way down on because of his new team.
Oh man, I think Miles Sanders could have a really good year. I mean, look at what Deontay Foreman just did, running for the Panthers. And I think Miles Sanders is clearly a better running back. I think he's going to get a majority of the touches there. This is all caveated of, as long as they don't pick somebody highly in the draft or go out and make another move. But I actually think Miles Sanders, can do pretty well. And I would pencil him in for 1,000 yards, probably 6 to 8 touchdowns this year if they don't do anything. And where he's currently going is a pretty good value as well. So I think Miles Sanders, and I still think Rashad Penny's a good pick. Currently going at 105. Bruni and I just did a show on some of these risers. So if anybody hasn't checked that out, do so over on the SGPN Fantasy Football feed. I made a good case that Rashad Penny's still actually probably a pretty good value, as well as Kenny Gainwell, both where they're going and what this Eagles team wants to do on the ground. So those are a couple. I don't want to give them all out, but go check those
there
out.
You go.
And, you'll see that there's we did 10 guys. I think we made a pretty good case for all of them.
I mean, Deuce Staley knows what he's getting with Miles Sanders. I don't expect them to add anyone. Like there's a good chance he's bell cow there. And I think in best ball, the Eagles running backs are all going probably later than they should be. All right.
Thanks, Andrew. Make sure you subscribe to the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast. Kramer, you are first to draft. You're on the 5 spot. McCaffrey, Chase, Taylor, and Jefferson are gone. What are you doing?
I haven't taken any Tyreek Hill yet. So I'm gonna throw in. He's kind of in that tier for me.
Are you gonna try and stack with Tua? I feel like Tua is basically not undrafted, but he's
very cheap. Which is
are you gonna take Brady on the chance that there's a Brady Tyreek Hill stack going?
I do. At this point in the year, no one's taking Brady. My lineup would be very unique.
That is funny. He's like kicking around there.
I think what's happening is
he's got to raise that cat with his daughter.
He's divorced and he's retired. He's lost a lot of time, hours from his day. And he's realizing maybe he can play for a couple more years.
Ooh, Ryan Baker in the chat is also drafting. Baker, nice. 1-2-3 or 1-2-2. He took Justin Jefferson 1-1 overall.
Any other names you recognize?
It's tough to.
I don't.
No.
I just assumed we would have seen Andrew Robin there, but doesn't look like he's in there. Good luck with the. I mean, who do you take one overall? Is it Jefferson?
Yeah.
Or is it Chase? Because seeing Taylor go second is very interesting.
Yeah, he doesn't catch passes. Now, I told myself I wasn't going to build a Eagle heavy lineup, but when AJ Brown is sitting right there
again, you're just gonna
at
do the
111 spot. I think you got to do it. Bijan Robinson is like and he just got drafted in the first round. Ryan, why do we do this every year where someone talks themselves into a rookie running back? Didn't we already have this with the Kansas City running back?
Who is it? No, I'm saying who's drafting him where he's going to be the number three running.
So this guy's the guy ahead of me in the 12 spot, and then in the one went Bijan Robinson, Saquon Barkley.
I mean, I will still argue with you that Barkley certainly has can turn into a top five pick if he stays healthy. He'll have the usage for sure. There's not a ton of competition. But Bijan Robinson, you're just expecting he's going to drop into the same role. Like right now, if you told me, let's make a bet, Saquon Barkley versus Bijan Robinson fantasy points next year, who are you? Like, is Bijan Robinson really going to be favored in that discussion?
It's crazy.
You know exactly what Barkley's going to be in that offense.
Well, and I get why it's a rookie running back. We don't know what's going to happen with him. You're drafting for upside. It's best ball. Anything can happen, but you're wasting a first round pick. I'm not even saying be safe.
Yeah.
But you don't need it just makes no sense to draft a rookie receiver or running back. Like when is a rookie running back warranted a first round pick? It's very, very rare.
Certainly. And unfortunately, getting snaked, I was going to try to put Waddle and Hill together a little bit like the Chase Higgins stacks I've been building. But not available because, let's see here. What's his name? I want to make sure I get JT Goldman. Just decided to snake me there. All right. So sitting with an elite wide receiver, I'm absolutely going to take Kenneth Walker here in the second round. I've decided Kenneth Walker is this year's Aaron Jones. I don't know what you missed from him last year that is making you draft. I mean, I guess it's fair, but this is where the running backs are going too late. Bijan Robinson should not be going ahead of Barkley, Eckler, and Kenneth Walker. That's probably a fair order, but to have the fifth running back all the way this far down in the draft, to me, it feels like we're just artificially depressing them. And Kenneth Walker is a bell cow who plays for Pete Carroll and probably Geno Smith. What else do we have to talk about?
So I went AJ Brown, and then instead of going Devonta Smith, I went Amon-Ra St. Brown, starting with what can Brown do for you?
Showing
that that Detroit offense is really a fantasy paradise, and Amon-Ra St. Brown could have an insane year.
Are you having any regrets drafting Jalen Hurts in the first round, last draft, after seeing that he's still on the board in the third round?
No, I don't have any sort of
just
regrets.
Say your lineup's going to be really unique. No one's going to dupe it.
No, it's completely undupable, right?
Undupable. I mean, I guess I'd have to consider Jalen Hurts here if he makes it down.
You
to
hate
me.
Quarterbacks, right? You're like Colby.
Generally hate quarterbacks, but I'm a value guy as well. And while my strategy generally is to take the last guy who can really get it done on the ground, Jalen Hurts in the third to fourth round is probably, you know, there you go. So someone took Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. That's not a good strategy.
Are you in or out on DeAndre Hopkins? Because it seems like he's going to get traded.
I'd rather have T. Higgins. And so we're already seeing a trend here.
Because he could end up in an offense that obviously that's trading for him. There's a decent chance he could be the number one receiver in that offense.
I'll just run back my argument for T. Higgins last year. He could absolutely outscore Ja'Marr Chase, who's going third overall. And you're getting him in the third round. I'm going to end up with a lot of T. Higgins at this rate because I like the situation. I like the player. I mean, Sean, they're losing most of their running game. P. Ryan, and, you know, like I do wonder what if they're could they even get more pass happy? And maybe they don't start slow this year, Sean. And maybe they play all their games. There goes Hopkins, though. You spoke him into existence.
I did.
I mean, where is the optimal place for him to go? Because it does sound like there's a chance New England's for real.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, if he ends up in New England, not ideal for fantasy.
Where's the place that you think like that would be nice?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is.
If he's still around on draft night, I'd be intrigued.
I think one of the moves that we haven't talked about since the last time we did one of these shows, Damian Harris to the Buffalo Bills. And again, I threw it out there of like Damian Harris, most rushing touchdowns. And I love it more now that he's on the Bills. What if there's a world where it's like, hey, we want to limit some of Josh Allen's carries.
So tough though, because you're fading Josh Allen, the goal line back. But that's a very contrarian play. What is the price going
to
be?
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I could see it being like 50 to 1, 175 to 1. That to me is a fun long shot.
They've never really gotten that running game going outside of Josh Allen, so I guess it will be interesting.
Well, and again, I guess that's my case. All right, so I'm going young receivers here. I took Jameson Williams, and I have two of the Detroit Lions pass catchers.
You're locked into Goff.
And I'm going Christian Watson.
Oh, wow.
Maybe there's a world where we still don't see Jordan Love. I don't think that is out of the question.
Can I have a hot take?
Go for it.
I'm really starting to think that this year's Tua for you is going to be Jared Goff. And we're going to have to figure out a way to pivot Jared Goff sucks island. You're really in on Jameson Williams.
I do like Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I can see you peeking at David Montgomery. I can see.
I mean, David Montgomery, Ryan, to your point, DeAndre Swift, they obviously hate him. They brought in David Montgomery for a reason. I still don't understand why they didn't re-sign Jamal Williams. I still don't get that. I mean, maybe I'm assuming it was just a money thing. You're back on the clock, Ryan. I got four receivers so far, no running backs.
And I'm gonna continue to take Hockenson this round if he's available.
Dalvin Cook is still available to me. That's crazy. Najee Harris is still available. DeAndre Swift, Damian Pierce, Isaiah Pacheco, Miles Sanders. I might have to go on a little bit of a running back run here.
I think you can still wait. I mean, honestly, sort by running back and scroll down. You'll find options you're happy with.
Yeah, no, I don't. I might not have to. Might have to really go too hard. Speaking of too hard, you can never be too hard. And if you're too soft, the Sword Vitality has you covered. Let's be honest. Self-care is cool. Masculinity is cool. I love how Ryan switched me to the full camera because I'm going all in on Sword Vitality. And use that promo code SGPN over at swordvitality.com. Get that sweet discount. Again, you already manscaped. Why not take care of the plumbing as well? And again, we're talking about swords. There's nothing worse than doing battle with a soft sword. Could you imagine a floppy sword that's all over the place? You're not going to win any duel with that kind of sword. And again, you...
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
If you want to be like John Madden and the way he's talking about, if you want to penetrate any sort of backfield, you might need a little Sword Vitality. Nothing to be ashamed of. Gives you extra blood flow, increased stamina. SwordVitality.com, promo code SGPN. Uncheath your sword.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is getting interesting, Sean.
Wow, you took TJ Hockenson, right?
I told you I'm going to keep taking him if he's
there. Really? That early?
What do you mean that early?
I guess it's just...
To me, like him and Justin Jefferson are going to have a very, very high floor ceiling combination on a week-to-week basis. The defense is getting worse, Sean.
Yeah?
The defense has gotten worse, and I don't like if they don't have Madison and potentially Dalvin Cook, Sean... What is the offense going to look like? They're going to be pass happy. And now I just took Lamar Jackson. All right. So I employed the Burrow goes before him. Justin Herbert goes before him. Give me Lamar Jackson.
Now that you're a stakeholder in Lamar Jackson, and you're not a part of the collusion holding him out.
He's staying with the Ravens.
Is that your final prediction?
Probably. I mean, look around the league. There's only so many teams that can even do it from a, you know, cap perspective. It does seem more and more, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen after the draft. So the picks are a year out and it looks like you can't, if you're the Ravens, you can't fuck this up. You can't fuck this up. No, who's going to take him? Who has the money to pay him that money? If it's, you know, like I don't know.
I'm going to keep my young second year receiver streak going here. Give me George Pickens, massive upside. And he's just he's an eye test guy for me. I love George Pickens.
Okay.
Think he's got a very, very high ceiling. Do I go running back? What's your scouting on Jahmyr Gibbs, Ryan?
Jahmyr Gibbs. I would go. I mean, he's certainly exciting. He's the second, probably the guy after Bijan. So at this point, it is much later. But it's still a rookie. I would probably still wait on the running back.
All right. Now I'm back on the clock. I think I might just go.
At this point,
what?
I mean, you could take your boy Dallas Goedert, get a little Eagles on the unit.
I'm going Deontay Johnson.
Oh my goodness. Cornering the now. So Kenny Pickett and Jared Goff.
Yeah.
That's like two. That's a half of a boy band. That's half of.
Well, I don't even know if I need Kenny Pickett per se. I will probably take Jared Goff. I mean, I guess if I have Deontay Johnson and Pickens, I may as well.
Add Pickett and Freiermuth to your queue right now. This is how you do it. You type in PIT in the search. Mm. You just start starring people. That makes sense. Henry Siegel in the chat saying six wide receivers. Sean, you probably don't even know you can't start them all at the same time.
You know, I just go BPA. So again, best player available.
I start scrolling down the running back list. You're going to see guys you like.
I like all these running backs.
I mean, honestly, I'm not that far off of you with only one running back about to come back to me. And hopefully we can. Oh, Damian Pierce is gone. Interesting. I mean, the fact that Damian Pierce is going after an unknown rookie feels strange to me.
I mean, I got six running backs started in my queue that I'm all happy to have on the team. And Damian Pierce, they brought in who'd they bring in? Who'd the Texans bring in?
You're just
Devin Singletary.
Singletary. You're just gonna let me take Aaron Jones in the sixth round over and over and over again. Oh man, J.K. Dobbins was next in my queue, I think. What am I
play
missing?
The hits for Ryan.
What am I missing about Aaron Jones this year?
Yeah, I guess maybe
you don't think Jordan Love's gonna check the fuck out. I mean, what am I missing?
No,
Aaron Rodgers being on the team obviously makes the offense better.
Miles Sanders just went. He was obviously in my queue.
Mm. Even though he's a former Eagle.
Maybe waited a hair too long. I'm with Andrew. I like the situation for him down in Carolina.
I think Deuce Staley knows what he's getting.
Whatever they end up doing at the quarterback position, they're going to need someone to rely on in the running game.
Oh, looking at my team, it's very
Trey Lance available, Ryan.
Oh, I don't need Trey Lance on this team. I've already done my Trey Lance damage this year. I do like your second year receivers. I think that's definitely the market to attack generally. You get more value than the first year, the rookie receivers that everyone's super high on because the draft is about to happen. And you get guys that are, you know, much, much higher probability that they actually take that big step forward. Oh, I was eyeing up Treylon Burks. Thoughts on Treylon Burks?
He goes again. What are they doing at quarterback? All offseason, it seemed like, hey, we're getting rid of Tannehill. No way we're coming back with Tannehill. What are they doing? Is Tannehill their starter?
It seems. They're cutting other people that aren't him. So
there's Derrick Henry trade rumors. I don't know what to make of that Tennessee offense. It's hard to be excited about them at all. I guess you could make the exception for Treylon Burks because he definitely had you at least saw some of that first round athleticism talent in flashes this year. Gabe Davis goes to Kramer. What are you thinking there?
Oh, he was going in the fourth round. Now I'm just loading up guys who can catch passes and have insane ceiling games.
DeAndre Swift goes. Don't want any part of him. Or Javonte Williams.
This whole tier of running backs is like, what do you like? Joe Mixon, Cam Akers is probably in there. DeAndre Swift, Javonte Williams, complete unknown, whether it's injury or just role.
Now the Bears did sign Deonta Foreman. Should I be worried as a guy who's all in on Khalil Herbert?
No. I think so. You still like Khalil Herbert. I think what is Joe Mixon's another one though. Like he's still available. Like he was going second round last year.
Joe Mixon's still available. That's insane.
Well, because he might not be on the. It's a complicated situation.
Sean. Yeah, but I'm taking him. Give me Joe Mixon all day.
And this is probably the spot to take him. And again, this is why I think you like the way that you're building a team. You're going to finish this, and you're going to be like, "All right, I'm cool with these running backs."
Rashad White, like him.
That was a very hip pick. That's a pick that shows you're not a boomer. You're in touch with the younger fantasy community.
I mean, massive PPR opportunities. You want to talk about a guy who might check it down? Kyle Trask could be checking it down a number of times.
We're not including Baker in the quarterback controversy.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And Baker's not going to be Tom Brady. He's going to focus on being Baker. I can't believe he said that shit out loud. That's embarrassing.
I mean, you're right. Kyle Trask might lose that starting job. I'm telling you, I might have one Baker like Godwin, Mike Evans lineup. We haven't even talked about Baker Mayfield being reunited with Mike Evans.
That's Johnny Football.
Oh, it's same guy.
I do appreciate the overlap. I knew exactly what you were talking about. Sean decided to take my second quarterback, aka Vanilla. Lamar and Vanilla Vic in the same team. So just like we were talking about, I mean, if the Giants could afford both guys, I would also co-sign that kind of move. But this is fantasy land, so I can make the impossible possible. Trey Lance still available. My quarterbacks don't suck this time, Sean. Do you have a quarterback yet?
Nope.
Oh, you're doing the shitty quarterback thing this time.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got some in the queue though. We'll see. Kirk Cousins just went off the board. Trey Lance and Aaron Rodgers still available. That is crazy. Aaron Rodgers still available.
Well, is he going to play next year? We solved that yet?
No, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers with those Jets receivers, if that pans out again, I'm skeptical, but at this point in the ninth round, you could definitely talk yourselves into him. AR-15 floating around.
This draft seems to be moving.
Yeah.
Let's see what else has happened recently. Let me pull up my my NFL offseason checklist.
Elijah Moore going to Cleveland. There was some early rumors that Eagles might be interested in him. He would have been an awesome third receiver.
Does that make you like him more or less?
That what? That he's going to Cleveland?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess from certainly this year less because there was a chance he might play with Aaron Rodgers, but last year's Jets offense probably comparable to this year's Cleveland's offense.
Cook or Herbert, who do you like more? James Cook, Khalil Herbert. I'm gonna go Cook. I wonder if I have to. I mean, to your point on Damian Harris earlier, we're doing the same thing again though, where the Bills' offense definitely should be good, and there will be running back production. Or there should be, right? The data would have said there would have been last year too, but Josh Allen steals all the touchdowns. So we'll see. But now I have two pieces of that Buffalo offense. So quietly acquiring some assets up there in Orchard Park.
Just building your little mini Bills empire over here, Ryan.
Insurance against Dable not being the glue, you know?
Discord line is available if you want to call in. Give us a ring. And hey, make sure to hang out for the Final Four watch party. That's going to be fun all day Saturday. Give out some prizes, sweat some live bets.
Sean, it's time. I won't jinx it for you, but it's time. It's time for you to fire.
On who?
Penny.
Penny over Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah.
It is best ball.
Yeah. You know, if he like his games will probably be more high ceiling, low floor.
Yeah.
I think it seems like Gainwell will have a consistent role.
No, he's always involved.
And doesn't have injury history.
I just don't think he's going to. All right. I got to draft Jared Goff just in case.
Trey Lance no longer available. keeping people up to date.
I got to draft Jared Goff because I got the two receivers. So fuck it. So now I got Jared Goff, Joe Mixon, Rashad White, Rashad Penny, Got two Rashad spelled differently, of course. AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Christian Watson, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson.
All right, I got Lamar Jackson, Vanilla Vic, Ken Walker, Aaron Jones, James Cook, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, Gabe Davis, and T.J. Hockenson. Very balanced. Mm. I need some more receiver help, though.
YouTube chat's firing away.
Oh, are
but
they?
I don't want to encourage them by reading their comments because I want them to call into the Discord. What are you guys scared by a dog?
Wait, where did Madison sign?
Henry Siegel checking in. I had the bourbon barbecue burger from Wendy's earlier.
Oh,
highly recommend it.
All right. It's a square burger, though, right?
Square's the beef.
Is that? That's not right.
Pat Freiermuth did go. So maybe I should have snagged Freiermuth and waited on Jared Goff, but couldn't risk that Jared Goff sucks island would be out of my grasp.
Let me know when I'm on the clock.
You're on the clock, Ryan.
Shit.
Russell Wilson has been drafted.
Oh.
So I know that probably changes things for you.
You know what? I got Hockenson, so I'll continue to grab guys who at least have a narrative to take a step forward. KJ Osborne.
Mm.
Again, defense should be bad, should remain bad. By the way, we didn't talk about this, but I also thought the Eagles signing Terrell Edmonds was a nice move. He's Tremaine Edmonds' younger brother.
Yeah.
Who you may remember was surprised drafted in the first round after Edmonds was drafted by the Bills. He was drafted by the Steelers. Surprised that he would came so cheap. He's a little bit of a injury risk because he plays like a madman, but kind of a like missile seeking safety. So,
well, and CJ GJ really seemed to mishandle his agency.
He's not the only one.
I mean, the Eagles offered him a 1-year deal with $8 million guaranteed, and then the deal he signed ended up only having $6.5 million guaranteed. Like it, I don't know the whole process, but
similar situation for Julian Love and the Giants turned down a bigger deal than he ended up taking for Seattle.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Some rookie apparently in the Love situation, it was a like young agent mistake type deal. Maybe it's a similar thing. Maybe they just misread the market and then the collusion happened.
Where does Kareem Hunt land? Where, Ryan? And really, shame on you. Where?
What?
I mean, I'm looking at this.
I'm multitasking.
We are 39 minutes into this show, and you have not brought up Zeke Elliott to the Eagles as a possible destination.
Oh, because I don't read the tabloids.
Okay.
I saw the Eagles coming out and completely pointing out that it's a silly thing to even think about. So I'm not going to buy it.
No, I thought you'd be all over that.
All right, so let's continue to pick up some pass catchers. I do think Downs is a guy who he's not going to go in the first round most likely, but I think he could be he's a route runner, could be a guy that comes in and you see how if you say that you sound smart about the guy, right? Like he's a polished route runner.
What about Alexander Mattison? Could this be the Mattison year?
So wait, remind me, did he re-sign with the Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah, see that's they're getting rid of Cook, right?
I mean, I would not be shocked if.
Hold on, I gotta verify this. Too much has happened. Why does the NFL not wait till? Yeah, re-sign with the Vikings for $2 million. It's a backup running back deal, 2 years, $7 million.
But would you be shocked if they moved Dalvin Cook between now and
the beginning of the season? No, I mean they're in really bad cap hell, so it probably would make sense if they were to do that. But they also might keep him. But even at this point, who cares? You're in the 11th round.
Yeah, and he gets you like three or four starts a year. Like, when has Dalvin Cook ever played 16 games?
Oh, I think it's a fine play. I like it. I think their offense will be good. I mean, they have an offensive coach who will scheme guys open. They have Justin Jefferson, which makes it easier for everyone else. And they've had to cut important pieces of their defense. So I it's hard to imagine. There's too many like clear positive fantasy situations.
Of course, Alexander Mattison goes.
Oh,
I can't hype up Damian Harris so much and not draft Damian Harris.
He's in my queue. I was almost going to take both Bills running back and hope it wasn't a bad move. Just be careful with Wandale Robinson. It does not sound like he's going to be ready to start the season.
I just drafted Samaje Perine. I mean, that Denver situation seems pretty wide open. I know.
No, I love that.
I know they like Javonte Williams, but he's also coming off a massive injury.
Sean, we've discussed this on the show, how very, very easily you can close your eyes and imagine Peyton putting P. Ryan in the Alvin Kamara role.
Yeah.
Although not doesn't seem to jive with how Russ plays football. Like at this point, I don't think he should be really dictating much of anything. All right. I mean, I saw Sky Moore went earlier. We heard Andy Reid. I don't know if you saw this, Sean. Andy Reid called Sky Moore out as the guy that was needed to take a step forward.
Was he saying it out? With the absence
of Juju.
Oh, okay. But did he mean it in a good way or?
Yeah, I think so.
The boat trip himself, Odell Beckham Jr. Where does he land? He hasn't been drafted yet.
Well, I mean, he's not on a team. It's hard to see him being on a team. And I'm actually gonna take some upside here on a guy that you're gonna be sad when I say his name. But your boy Chig Okonkwo.
Oh, come
backup
on, Ryan.
He fits a nice backup tight end mold because I think he's gonna have some absolute spike weeks.
Do you think he's gonna be the backup next year?
No, on my team he's the backup. Oh. Meaning like guys I'd like to target here.
Yeah,
very high ceiling potential. And yeah, I think you know. We saw the athleticism. I know some of the nerds out there will point out that not many tight ends had a higher ADOT than him. And a number of the metrics that indicate how far down the field he's running his routes. So I do think he's an interesting option. You know, obviously you're probably limited by the offense, but at this point, you're talking about him like Taysom Hill and some rookies. I still don't. I mean,
Ryan, I just learned this. Robert Tonyan signed with the Bears.
Oh, interesting. Cole Kmet, watch out. was Tonyan not on the gotta have it list with Aaron Rodgers?
No, I guess he didn't make the cut.
We misread that situation. We thought he was low key the Jordy Nelson.
So the take is Albert O is actually a guy you want to draft this year because it was like a coaching thing. And
I think it was an Athletic article that was basically like dumping some interview notes of Albert O. And he more or less said like some things were out of his hands this year. And so what does that tell you? Now, that being said, has Sean Payton ever really, I guess you'd argue the ginger who's the ginger who played basketball at Miami? Jimmy Graham.
Oh yeah. Jimmy Graham.
So perhaps he has had productive tight end use in the past, but I don't know.
No, and Greg Dulcich just goes. So you're on the clock, Ryan.
Yeah, and I'm gonna just continue to I like your young receiver approach. I do think Romeo
took
Dubs,
him, he was in my queue.
He fits that mold. I think we're at this point in the year, because of the Aaron Rodgers news, we're probably over like we're devaluing this offense. You have to think of this offense is going to look different if it's not Aaron Rodgers. The Aaron Rodgers experience, like this offense with Aaron Rodgers, is like it is because of Aaron Rodgers. I think LaFleur goes to a much more run happy, maybe resembles Shanahan offense a little bit more. And I think you're going to see guys like Romeo Dubs getting schemed open in space off the play action because they still do have Dylan and Aaron Jones. And I don't think that run game is just going to disappear. All right.
What's the goal for running backs? I always forget.
To get yards, catches, and touchdowns. How many? Yeah, no, I
good dad joke there.
Thank you.
No, but like how many?
I was just
many,
on the sidelines of U Sports for a whole weekend. I was weird.
I'm going Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
Again, we're talking 13th round.
And Jordan Love goes right before him. I think you're gonna want to sit on five to six running backs. Four is probably a little fragile.
I got six. All right. Do I go tight end here? Tight end is kind of a shit show right now.
Well, and that's
why I'm fine with, but I got like four tight ends. I'm fine drafting.
That's why I took a second one already. But yeah, I think if you don't have any, you probably should be looking to grab three and one maybe now.
All right. Isaiah Likely.
Son of a bitch. That's a stack. You took a stack away from me.
That is a massive upside. Ryan, while you were on the sidelines of youth soccer, I assumed
you were
rocking your Shady Rays. Oh, man. Whether you're coaching up youth soccer or hitting the slopes, I was just down in Cabo for a couple days. That was awesome. Rocking my Shady Rays the entire trip. And again, normally when I have a nice pair of sunglasses, like my Shady Rays, I'm paranoid about traveling with them. Cause
really,
well, again, when you have a nice pair of sunglasses that you like these awesome Shady Rays, it's really annoying if you lose them, you break them. If you're traveling with them, you leave them in the, you know, on the airplane or at the resort or on the beach, you have a couple cocktails, you pass out. What's great about Shady Rays is you can wear them with confidence because they have your back long after your purchase. So even if you lose them, they will replace them. It's crazy. Again, you can look good and feel good. They've donated over 20 million meals to fight hunger with Feeding America. And again, if you don't like your pair for whatever reason, you can return them for free within 30 days. That's not really going to be an issue because Shady Rays, I mean, just look at these. They're high quality sunglasses, very, very affordably priced too. Like it's not, when you see the price, you're like, okay, this is a little too good to be true. But when you're wearing the sunglasses, man, they're just awesome. Look sharp, bet sharp. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the year. That's right, best deal of the year. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use promo code SGPN for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people.
Sean, easy in the chat. Also, I don't think we ever got to my point earlier about you being a Goff Lions fan this year, but you also have a couple tight ends that fit the
Brock Wright
and
yes.
James Mitchell, former Hokie. Both had games, but Brock Wright, of course, had a 3-touchdown banger. While you were doing that read, Sean, I drafted Tim Patrick. We have to talk about him because if Judy and or Sutton get moved, he becomes the number two. I don't know. We've been liking him for a couple of years now, so worth mentioning. I have 7 receivers, only 3 running backs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You took waiting on running back to a whole nother level, but your running backs are better, right?
I have Kenneth Walker, Aaron Jones, and James Cook, so it's not exactly like I'm loaded up, but there's still guys I like. I'm still looking at a healthy list of guys I don't mind ending up with. All right, let's see. Let's build a little correlation into this.
Brock Wright is great because I think Brock Wright will be my third tight end. And I probably don't need Jelani Woods. I'm not going to fall for the Mike Gesicki trap.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop. Let's take Dan Jones, number one target. Maybe a round early, but I want this stack. Give me Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton.
Maybe I'll go just hyper fragile on the running back build this time. Cordell Patterson still available somehow. Top 10 football player. I don't understand.
It's an amazing take. Ryan, don't forget to scroll down on the board. We got to get sharp. We got our Final Four party. That's going to be awesome. Confirmed Justin Decker will be in the house. So if you, and also make sure you go to our Twitter at Gambling Podcast to see the Justin Decker celebration video. It is
delightful.
Amazing.
Delightful is the word that comes to mind.
He's jumping with joy. He's throwing his hat. Jumped in a dog bed randomly. I'm going to draft Kenny Pickett, just so I don't miss out on the Kenny Pickett heat. I'm looking at where some of these tight ends are drafted in my queue. I think I can wait. Just keep firing on some running backs and receivers here.
How many receivers did I catch you? Do I have as many? I've 8 receivers now.
Oh, do I go Isaiah Spiller? All right. I'm going to go Trent Sherfield. Don't mind him.
Wait, where did he just sign somewhere?
Just signed with Buffalo. So
yes.
Again, someone bringing in a you know, if you're getting a receiver into Buffalo, I'll take a shot on you.
Isaiah McKenzie role.
Yeah. Do I need more than 2 quarterbacks? I don't think you do. Let's see. I have 4 more picks available. I need 2 tight ends. Maybe I draft Baker.
Maybe.
He is above Desmond Ridder as far as ADP.
All right.
And Brock Purdy and Gardner Minshew and Ian Book. Wait, the Eagles signed Ian Book again? I don't think he's on their roster.
Yeah, they have some out of date stuff there.
because they had him and then they got rid of him. I think that might have been Ian Book's last team. Oh, he's listed on the roster.
Futures contract. Oh, Cordell Patterson goes one pick before me. All right, I'll settle for Gus Edwards. He took a pay cut to be on the team, Sean. What does that tell you?
Sounds like a guy who wants to play for the team.
Yeah, I think he could be a touchdown guy too. We saw how good he looked in limited work last year. Healthy this year. Still, I mean, Sean, I'm still looking at running backs I like this late in the game. Paris Campbell, great pick. He was in the queue. He's going to be electric in the Brian Daboll, Mike Kafka experience. Mike Gesicki still on the board. So is Jimmy G.
Could you talk yourself into Mike Gesicki at all?
Right? No.
Really?
Unless I learn something about him and the role, it doesn't seem like, it seems like he's not going to fit. Or they're just, I don't know. Maybe we'll be wrong and he's going to be a possession receiver for that team. I just not looking to invest there. I'm not always a rookie running back guy, but Tank Bigsby, that's a fun pick.
I have a bunch of Tank Bigsby kicking around in my
my
ownership portfolio.
That sounds like some sort of gut health disease. I'm dealing with a little Tank Bigsby right now. Or like a gangster from the 50s. So I'm looking at either do I take a rookie running back or do I buy into a running back situation that just like Gus Edwards that we love? Yeah, you know what? Is it too early?
How did the Jets, Ryan, let Mike White sign with the Miami Dolphins? I mean, that much swag, that much drip. I mean, we saw what happened when Ryan Fitzpatrick was backing up to it. It was a disaster.
All right,
Fitzpatrick just won over the locker room. Mike White's going to do the same thing.
Give me Michael Carter.
All right.
I don't know what the Jets are doing, but I'll take a piece of Michael Carter.
It's fair.
I'm up to 5 running backs, 8 receivers, 2 tight ends, 2 quarterbacks. Do I go 3 tight ends or is Chig and TJ Hockenson good? Kind of feel like when you invest in Hockenson, you don't have to get a third.
Wow, you're putting him right up there with the Kelsey. And
I think as far as guys that can enter the Kelsey realm, Hockenson's in there.
Wow. It's high praise.
Uh-oh. Ryan Baker is asking for a roast of his team already. We're not even to the 18th round, dude.
Do we want to try Isaiah McKenzie? No.
I don't think so. What are you looking for a receiver to take?
I'm just kicking around. I might take Russell Gage. In fact, I will. Reworked his contract, 66 catches last year.
Gotta do some data on that.
I could see Russell Gage getting a ton of dump off stuff from Baker, right?
He's like Tim Patrick in that it seems likely that someone on that team is not going to be on that team soon, who's a receiver. And he probably slots into the number 2 role.
It's not going to be a best ball draft without a little Mac Collins exposure. Oh. Brought him in for a reason, Ryan.
Because he's big and strong.
Yeah.
And that's what they like down there in Atlanta.
Love this team.
You're loving the team?
I don't know. It's you know, shitty quarterbacks, but Goff can put up numbers, it seems.
Oh, final answer. Do I need Sam Howell still has not been drafted, Sean. Do I need a third tight end? What's your final answer on that?
Do you need a third tight end? I don't know. I mean, I would probably take, you're probably fine with 2. Peyton Hendershot, one of your guys?
No. I think it's Hendershot. Albert O is there though.
Hey, quiet. Some of those
is he one of your guys? Got it. What are your I'm going to take a stab on Jelani Woods. Could be a rookie, could be an offense that leans into the tight end a little bit. Completely speculating, but he fits the Chig model. Just big fucking athletic dude. Can catch the pass. Mo Alley-Cox is gone too. Where did he go? Do we have a Mo Alley Cox update?
Long.
If you Google him, you just get a picture of him playing ball at VCU. Oh, okay. He's still on the team, but he's available for trade.
Okay.
That's not good.
Not a great sign.
Not a great sign.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo goes and Baker goes. There was my Baker dream has come to an end.
Thoughts on James Robinson on the Patriots? We loved James Robinson back in his Jacksonville Urban Meyer.
Oh, he even had a couple of good games early on the season. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's pretty banged up. I would take a shot on Pierre Strong before I would take.
Thoughts on Ronald Jones in Dallas?
Yeah, that's interesting because is Tony Pollard going to be 100% from the beginning of the season?
It sounds like he has there's a chance. I can't imagine especially these catastrophic lower leg injuries for these running backs. They're not 100% when they first get back. They're not. Allen Robinson goes, Sean. He's dead, right? Like he's not useful in fantasy anymore.
I don't know. I mean, he just had one bad year, maybe.
No, he's out. I'm out on him.
I mean, that Rams offense, when it got bad, it got real, real bad. Allen Robinson last year, 10 games, 33 catches, 3 touchdowns. But actually better. He had only had one touchdown the year before and 38 catches in the Bears. And everyone's like, oh, you know, wait till he gets a real quarterback. Then he'll be dominating. Not the case. Sam Howell goes, yeah, why would they want Lamar Jackson? You got Sam Howell.
Nelson Aguilar signed with the Ravens. I know Devin Duvernay's on the board, but I'm going to take a stab. Nelson Aguilar, pair him with Lamar.
Nelson Aguilar and Lamar?
He just catches passes from two. He knows how to get open. You know he's going to randomly have some games where he leads that team. And I mean, Bateman's talking shit about the GM.
Yeah.
Duvernay was fun last year, but he's more of a special teams guy. Although I'm tempted to take him too if he makes it back around to me. You think 5 running backs is enough, Sean, or do I go 6? Josh Kelly, great pick at this round. What if Eckler gets traded?
Yeah. Or CJ Spiller, I think, are both interesting.
CJ Spiller. That can't be who you mean. He played a while ago. He's no longer in the league.
It's a classic old guy. Isaiah Spiller.
There you go. Same last name though. I could see how you can make that mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, more of my favorite end of the draft guys. Laviska Shenault. Certainly a fun guy to stack with rookie quarterbacks.
I took Albert O.
Great pick, Sean.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's been real.
It has been. And closing it out, Brock Wright.
Oh, look at you.
4 touchdowns last season, 3 of them in one game.
So wait, read me your lineup, please.
Jared Goff, Kenny Pickett. It's a little light on a little light on quarterback talent.
Nice. It's a Kramer style team.
Yeah. Decided to mix things up. And then running backs that went Joe Mixon, Rashad White, Rashad Penny, Damian Harris, Samaje Perine, and Leonard Fournette. For my receivers, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Christian Watson, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Trent Sherfield, Russell Gage, and Mac Hollins.
Nice.
And then my tight ends, Isaiah Likely, Albert O, and Brock Wright.
I could stack with Dan Jones. I could stack with Lamar. I could just take go BPA. Desmond Ridder. All right, so let's talk about the quarterbacks. They're still Will Levis, undrafted. Ryan Tannehill, undrafted. Desmond Ridder, undrafted. Gardner Minshew. Any chance he
Mike Robb roasted me saying Sean needs to just draft Eagles because this team hurts to listen to.
Oh wow.
Well, I don't know if Detroit's defense is going to take a step up, and that you're talking about a team that could be pretty interesting playing in that dome. And getting some run there. I actually kind of don't mind this team. All right. But again, you're right. I should just draft from the Eagles as they are the best team in the National Football League.
All right, I'm going to finish my draft with Zamir White, Josh Jacobs.
He's fun.
Made it the whole season. Maybe he doesn't make it the whole season this year. All right, so I got Lamar Jackson, Dan Jones, Kenneth Walker, Aaron Jones, James Cook, Gus Edwards, Michael Carter, Zamir White, receivers, Tyreek Hill, T. Higgins, Gabe Davis, K.J. Osborne, Josh Downs, Romeo Dubs, Tim Patrick, Darius Slayton, Nelson Aguilar, with T.J. Hockenson, Chig Okonkwo, and Jelani Woods. That's not bad. That's different.
Yeah.
Different. Although that I my my ownership of Mr. Danny Dimes is slowly ticking up.
But I'm the homer, right, Ryan? I'm the homer.
Well, your ownership of Hurts is higher than mine of Dan Jones right now.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Hey, that'll do it for the draft. Underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And make sure, because we're going to be we're going to be announcing the winner of the stadium swim contest in the next few days. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/golf party. Still a chance to get in over there. Make sure, obviously, subscribe to our YouTube page. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. We will be coming to you live all day Saturday for Final Four March Madness virtual watch party. Going to be a lot of fun. Then. So many ways to win.
All right, Sean. Should I?
Yes, roast Ryan Baker's team, Ryan.
I'm pulling it up right now. All right, so
some Ryan on Ryan crime.
Justin Herbert and Kirk Cousins. I don't mind Kirk Cousins in one of these builds where you have some crappy quarterbacks bundled together. Don't know if I'm taking Herbert over Lamar Jackson, but don't hate it either. Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Jamal Williams, Kareem Hunt, and Jerick McKinnon. That is very, very fragile. I would say that the likelihood that all of those guys remain healthy and productive through the year is very low. So you're going to need Cook and Henry and Williams to all like be the dog. That's scary. I don't know if that's the best strategy at running back. I mean, Hunt and McKinnon, are they even going to be productive members of society in fantasy next
year? Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
I kind of got to know what team he ends up on, right?
All right. So then the receivers, this isn't bad. We got Jefferson, Olave, Michael Thomas. Hate that pick. Alan Lazard.
Why are you taking Michael Thomas? He should be playing in the NBA because he doesn't want to play ball. I mean, we had a fun thread going on Twitter. I think it was like Katie, me, Moonoff.
Oh, wow.
Terrell dropped in, and it was all just gifts of guys who don't want to play in the NBA. It's like Ben Simmons, Kawhi,
it's unbelievable.
A ball. It was a great threat.
Better product than college basketball, though, I've been told. Alan Lazard, Josh Palmer, Hunter Renfrow. Don't hate any of those, although I do wonder if Hunter Renfrow will remain to be a huge role in this offense. I have no idea what to read on that Raiders team. Michael Gallup, Khalil Shakir. All right. Van Jefferson, I like. Allen Robinson, I hate. Quez Watkins, what's the deal with him, Sean?
Quez Watkins, I would
not on the
immediately,
team, right?
Immediately fade.
Okay.
No, I actually think he will be on the team because
but special teamer.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like the four or five. I still think they're trying to beat. I don't think he's going to be the number three receiver for the Eagles. And since he's on a rookie contract and has shown enough, I don't think they're just going to cut him outright. Because he's so cheap. So I think he's going to be on the team, but I think he could just figure out better spots.
When was he drafted? This is last year. Yeah, this is his final year. They would save $2.7 million by cutting him, and it would only cost them $42K in dead cap. If they do it after June 1st, it's the same deal. So to your point, don't save a ton, but they might need that $2.7 million. Does he play special teams?
Does he play special teams?
Feels like that's oftentimes the four or five receiver cut decision.
Yeah, I mean he gets involved a little bit.
If he's not a gunner, I'm gonna make a bold prediction. He gets cut.
No, I wouldn't be shocked if he gets cut, but I think they wanted to work with Quez Watkins.
Okay.
But I don't think he's going to be their third, but I think he will be their fourth.
All right, and then Dallas Goedert, Taysom Hill. Don't mind that too tight an approach, although I will say, just kind of reviewing my lineups from last year, because the tight end position is so shallow, I guess you would say, having three guys so you can have a better probability that one of them steps up and has a game feels, if you're not drafting a purely elite guy, I think that it is probably the better bet. And I'm sure the data says the same. So maybe a little light there, especially if Taysom Hill, I mean, we're assuming he's going to be on the Saints. Because massive upgrade if he gets dealt to the Broncos somehow.
I know. That's going to hurt my Albert O.
Draft day deal. Let's go. Well, no, he'll be going there. What if he goes there to be the quarterback?
Yeah, we haven't ruled that
Russ,
out.
Russ sits on the bench, holds a clipboard.
Could you imagine? I mean, that offense might be better with Taysom Hill.
How many coaches could actually pull that off outside of Sean Payton? I feel like they're so starved, too, because of what happened with Hackett. They would do anything Payton wants. Like, seriously, let me put it in your ass. Okay. That was Sean Payton to the city of Denver.
Unsheath your sword.
Taysom Hill will be your starting quarterback this year. Cool, guys. Oh, that sounds awesome, coach.
Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Check out ShadyRays.com. Promo code SGPN. Sword Vitality. Promo code SGPN.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Got a full week coming up. We got some MLB. Talking to the MLB guys. What else we got on the slate, right?
Well, XFL, of course.
XFL.
Regular season is starting to ramp up.
Hit
almost
my Brahmas, money line dog.
So, I mean, unfortunately, Seattle didn't cover, but just continues to be a money line machine. We got then Final Four picks, Sean.
Yeah, Final Four, the watch party.
I'm sure we'll chum up another episode. But
maybe we'll even get a little NBA going.
Oh, are you sure?
The association.
Is the audience ready?
I think they're ready.
Okay.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Great job, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride.